When you live in a culture that is so imbalanced, where it doesn't have these outlets for us to feel socially engaged, to feel part of a community that's really important, people are going crazy. They're working too hard. They're thinking too much. And that is the source, I think, for a lot of mental imbalance. What do I think about mental illness and therapy? And in the context, comparing it to like the ancient world and history. And are there more people who are mentally imbalanced now than there were in the past? And, you know, it's anecdotal evidence based on my deep readings of history. So I can't say for sure that I have a definitive answer. But my readings of the ancient world was that there was much less of this experience that we call mental illness. Of course, there was a lot of suffering. There was great amounts of inequalities. And if you were a slave in ancient Egypt, that was not a great life at all by any means. But the sense of being incorporated in a culture and being a part of a society, being a part of a group, and not having such a strong individualistic spirit as we have now, for better or for worse, you were really grounded in the day-to-day events of life. If you had like a quirky personality, or if there was something a little bit strange about who you were, you had all of these outlets for expressing it, particularly in religions. The ancient Greeks kind of celebrated a form of madness, the form of madness of being possessed by the gods. Poets and artists were considered insane. There was a concept of holy madness, right? And in many indigenous cultures, people who had visions, who nowadays we would lock up, were actually seen as seers and prophets and shamans. So there was not much so much this idea that there were people out there who were really badly adjusted. And I think a lot of what we see today, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, is cultural. What creates a lot of mental illness is a cultural phenomenon where our culture isn't really giving us things that satisfy us in any deep way. We have to struggle so hard to get by, to make a living. We are all working so hard night and day, because it's such a competitive, insecure environment that it can make anybody insane, that it can make anybody go off the rails. It's hard to maintain a mental balance when we don't have time for kind of just relaxing and figuring out who we are and just sort of enjoying some simple things in life. We're so frantic. We're always in such a hurry. We're always so busy. It's hard for me to say that because I'm probably the busiest man on the planet. I work night and day. But my difference is I love my work. When I work, it's like therapy for me. I really enjoy it. And the other aspect of that question is I had mentioned in one interview that we talk too much. We think that through our therapy, now nowadays a lot of therapy is through medication, but there's the form of talking therapy, as if we can talk our way out of our problems. Just talking. And a lot of that we find on social media where people are always yammering about their problems and how to solve them and giving us advice. And sometimes I just get so tired of all of the advice people are giving. And I know that's ridiculous for me to say because here I am giving you advice. But it's like the best thing to do is actually do things, to actually go out and create. It's actually to make things, it's to actually try it, to not talk about your problems, but to figure out an activity that will get your mind engaged and get out of yourself because you're too self-involved. That is the difference between the ancient world and now, where people weren't so self-involved. We're always thinking of ourselves. We're always thinking of our problems. We need to do things that get us out of ourselves, where we're working on a project, where we're helping other people, where we're doing something active. We're not talking, but we're building, we're creating. When you live in a culture that is so imbalanced, where it doesn't have these outlets for us to feel socially engaged, to feel part of a community that's really important, people are going crazy. They're working too hard. They're thinking too much. And that is the source, I think, for a lot of mental imbalance. And so I don't know what the answer is. The answer is we have to have a cultural shift, I think. And maybe it'll happen long after I'm dead or something like that. But that's how I sort of see this.